You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, check this out. MAGA Representative Nancy Mace tried to ask on Twitter, who sleeps better knowing President Donald J. Trump is in charge? And the top response coming from a right-wing account says, Epstein's clients. This response got more likes than Nancy Mace's original post, and this right-wing account is saying Epstein's clients sleep better at night. This follows a new pattern of top right-wing commentators and pundits and accounts pushing back on the Trump admin's lack of transparency, or just zero transparency whatsoever when it comes to the Epstein client list. They did a brazen 180 over the past 3 or 4 months, and now Donald Trump wants you to look the other way. He doesn't want anybody paying attention, which only made his base even more angry. Elon Musk is one of the people leading the way on this. He sent out a slew of tweets overnight, and he was making decent points. One of them from 9 hours ago reads, "This is a very big deal. What the hell kind of system are we living in if thousands of kids were abused? The government has videos of the abusers, and yet none of the abusers are even facing charges." Elon Musk then continued to push back on Donald Trump. We'll get to those tweets in just 1 second, but let me show you this video of a MAGA hat being burned. You know, he's playing a Kanye West song and lighting his MAGA hat on fire. I'm going to mute the video because I don't want the Kanye West song to copyright this, but we've seen a few videos of MAGA hats being lit on fire. This is what happens when you create true believers. True believers are people who, to their very core, think that there is a broader deep state conspiracy going on in the government and that the Epstein files are being covered by some very, very powerful deep state agents. Now, when Trump gets into office and continues to cover the Epstein files, we have true believers who are now turning on Donald Trump and want someone even more extreme to come in and root out the deep state. And let me just tell you, someone said, if you're ever feeling stupid, just remember the Trump supporters are only now realizing he's a pedophile. After the Access Hollywood tape where he says he wants to grab, or women just let him grab them by the you-know-whats, after he has been saying his daughter is hot since she was like 9 years old, after Jeffrey Epstein and him have been at party after party together, and Jeffrey Epstein says they are good friends. I mean, it's been incredibly obvious, but just from a strategy perspective, very quickly, now is a time for us to unite and really push back. Think about how many times MAGA and Russian bots and, you know, bad actors have tried to push narratives that aren't true during the Biden administration. Over and over, Russian bots and MAGA bots and MAGA pundits and Charlie Kirk in a top-down way would just bombard, carpet bomb the internet with falsehoods. But we're not even lying. We just need to present a unified front and be everywhere. I have liberal friends or left-wing friends who have been trolling in the comment section of Fox News, but they're not really trolling. They're just saying, does anyone else think it's weird that Trump won't release this? Then they'll go into Charlie Kirk's comment section and do the same thing. The point is, now is the time to have a little bit of strategy to leverage our voices on the internet. Make videos. Make sure that you're pushing back in the comment section. If this video gets, say, 75,000 views, and we all, in a unified way, make a push on the internet, we can actually make a little bit of a wave. To continue, this reads, Trump urges MAGA base to stop attacking the administration over Epstein investigation. I'm telling you, now is the time to double down. U.S. President Donald Trump urged his MAGA political base on Saturday to stop asking questions over the files related to notorious sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, there's a really interesting dichotomy I want to talk about. There are more important things that we hypothetically could be talking about. I think the big ugly bill will affect a lot of people long term. I think the war in Ukraine right now that Russia is waging is very important, but this is a pressure point, and that's why I'm putting so much attention on it. Number one, the victims obviously deserve justice. Number two, if there are still people out there, clients out there, they could reoffend. But also, when there is a pressure point, you don't let up. Somebody said, President Trump is getting roasted in the comments on his Epstein post on Truth Social, which is very unusual. This is not going away. And Elon Musk responded, Someone said, never seen anything like this on Truth before. Let's watch this video of Donald Trump just getting roasted by his Truth Social comment section. The comments say, you are losing many in your base. Americans care because there needs to be accountability. You're going to lose the midterms. We want the elite pedos exposed. Everybody is incredibly mad. Read the room, Donald Trump. Oof. I wonder if Trump is sitting there reading these responses. This says, my wanting pedophiles to be punished for their crimes doesn't make me less of a patriot. Not buying it, Mr. President. Why is Ghislaine Maxwell in prison, sir? I mean, one thing about MAGAs, they keep asking questions. You're very wrong on this one. This will be bigger than your problems with the mRNA jabs. You promised us, sir, says Chrissy. God, these people. You promised us, sir. Elon Musk then says, seriously, he says Epstein half a dozen times while telling everyone to stop talking about Epstein. Just release the files as promised. And he's saying this in response to somebody saying this is running for the worst post ever made. I mean, it is. It's a crazy, crazy post. You know what I find hilarious? MAGA is now seeing Trump through our lens for the first time. Every single time he says something wacky that we disagree with in a Truth Social post, we're always like, why are there run-on sentences and all caps words? But MAGA is always thinking, ha-ha, you're being trolled, this isn't serious. But now that it's an issue that MAGA cares about, the Epstein files, they're like, wait a minute, why is he typing like this? Yeah, MAGA, he's been typing like this for the past few years. Every single time something important comes up, whether it's Iran or Ukraine or Putin or something domestically, he types like this, and it's tiring, and it is insane. Again, a lot of the replies on Truth Social read, we love the job you're doing, Mr. President, but the fact that Jeffrey Epstein files must be made public. Watch this video of Benny Johnson.
Okay. So President Trump has acknowledged that the Epstein files exist here. President Trump has acknowledged that the files were written and that there is something there. He says that they were written, however, by his enemies and therefore will not be released. What? That's new. In this entire zeitgeist, this is something that is wildly interesting. And then he goes all in on supporting Cash Patel and Pam Bondi. No mention of Dan Bongino, where all of this, again, sort of transpired.
Absolutely absurd. You know what's bad when Benny Johnson can't do a cover-up. And just picture this in your mind. Over the past 2 or 3 days, due to the Turning Point USA summit that we saw over the weekend, we've all made some videos about that, we have seen a lot of MAGA commentators in a top-down way flipping on the Trump admin. We had Tucker Carlson on stage. Then Megyn Kelly went on stage and kind of blamed it on Pam Bondi a lot, but still, she was talking bad about the Trump administration. Then we have Charlie Kirk going on stage. We have people like Benny Johnson. Nobody quite knows how to cover for the Trump administration. Elon Musk is pulling millions of views, millions and millions of views pushing back. So we just need to keep the pressure on this administration. And while we're talking about the Epstein client list, also be talking about the fact that Trump has not ended the wars he promised he would end. Remember, he said he would end the Russia-Ukraine war on day one. We are now 6.5 months into his presidency, almost 7 months into his presidency, and the war's only gotten worse. The aggressor, Russia, has only killed more Ukrainians, taken more lives. When it comes to other wars, he's gotten us involved in another Middle Eastern war that will eventually inflame again, I'm sure. It always does, because Netanyahu pulls us into these things. By this point in Biden's term, Biden had passed 2 landmark pieces of legislation aimed at helping the American people, building infrastructure. You can look it up, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. It's bipartisan because people on both sides signed on. Meanwhile, in the Trump administration, he's passed one bill, and it's an absolute terrible bill that redistributes wealth in a regressive way. And I'm going to leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like below. I really do appreciate all of you guys. We're doing more live streams. We're doing more shows. I have a vision for a company that goes beyond just daily videos, because we're going to keep doing the daily breaking news videos. I know you guys love those. But let me know in the comment section. Comment hi, Adam, if you're down for this. I'm picturing a channel where we do live streams with Chris and I, then videos with a bunch of contributors, then more interviews with politicians, promoting platforms of politicians. Then we dunk on MAGA at 5 p.m., you know, like the Piers Morgan video that I made. We just dunk on MAGA, make sure that we're pushing back. Then we do more debates. We do more, I don't know, group live streams. It could all be a really, really solid company. And I need you there for it. So Let's continue to build. Go to adammockler.com if you want to support. Hit subscribe if you want to support. See you all in the next one. Peace out.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.